promo coin. Someone said then, wow, you know, a lot of things are okay, and why are you? Raising your voice like this. And then I realized that those who speak like that are often, and maybe by coincidence, not grown up in Sweden. I mean, either being born here or being second born here, so to speak. And sometimes they are also not really and weren't never really very connected to the building up of this kind of Sweden and maintaining it through the years and not knowing the history, I mean, the sacrifices among devotees here. So if I seem a bit nationalist sometimes, it is more like that. And it's the same in every country. I mean, Finland, Norway, Denmark, we find the same issue there. And I think they often manage to solve it better now. But here in Sweden, I mean, just look at it, face it. For so many years now, actually, to get really down to it, since about 82 or something, 81 maybe even, it's gone. Sweden originally was under the control of foreigners, so to speak. An American was on top of it all. And then we saw it splitting up a little here and there, but still retaining leadership among devotees who, I mean, to be frank, neither understand the Swedish culture deeper. I mean, it's more subtle than it seems, and that's why they don't say it. And it goes for us in media. Cannot respect Swedish culture and Swedish mentality, Swedish people. And sometimes don't even like it. Oh, it's just a service I got. And I heard all of those. So I guess yes, this is a call to the how to say, the indigenous devotees of Sweden, those who up here materially or spiritually, born in materially or spiritually, how to define it, or yes, I mean, and who were part of building this ISKCON Sweden up, who did the actual work. This is a call to all of you. we are a few of us, and we simply ask you to, if you could please lend us your ear for a little while. I'll try to be short, but I know there are other devotees here behind me, and hope they can get in here also talking. This is a channel we started here. And we want to hear, simply have a discussion, an open discussion among us. And, well, we're basically turning to the devotees who are members of Vaishnavas in Sweden, and we release this there. Because Vaishnavas in Sweden has a history. I mean, the Facebook group started as, and I mean, it's still there somewhere. A web discussion forum where, well, quite a few devotees gathered. In a group effort to save the Radha Kund from being sold. So it worked. So then that group kind of slipped over to Facebook, at least for the time being. But we can of course start the web-based forum again. Which is actually more structured and better to work in. But anyway, what I want to just remind of there is that, well, first of all, I so much appreciate the devotees. They really stood up from their seats and joined up. And, yes, we're going to save Nimbarka Gurudev's temple. And now this is kind of a call. Yes, let's now save the Brahma Kund. And this is our, I see it a good chance, a nice chance, an opportunity to do things the right way. So, look, maybe I start talking here. If someone wants to join in, just send me a video and I will include it here. We can dialogue that way. Comments, arguments, whatever. This is a way to start. We have wonderful media opportunities now to work together. And this is the Sadhu Vaishnava Sangha Forum, Vaishnavas in Sweden. And we trust those who are here. It's not that we should look down upon each other. If you feel uncomfortable with that and you prefer, think that you us, seeing the important work done in the shades above the heads of the ignorant masses of devotees and devotee candidates. It should be excluded to real Vaishnavas, you and your bodies. And think again. The best leader is the best servant, and if you want to consider yourself a Vaishnava, servant of Krishna, well, Krishna says, then you have to be a servant of my servant. So, it's time to get into it. But yeah, this is the idea, and what you will hear here is, even though I may start talking a lot in the beginning, I dare to say it's these are ideas that a few of us have discussed, positive ideas for getting ISKCON Sweden to bloom far beyond what it's doing now, and actually as much as, probably even more, as we can say it has potential for. It's a beautiful life, actually, when you understand what this bhakti really is about in Krishna consciousness. I mean, I'm taking a walk now, often in the summer. Just an ordinary man taking an ordinary walk. But I'm, in my mind, generally speaking like this, talking with God. If God wants to answer, then it's up to God. What is God? But I can talk. And this is how my entire, well, actually my entire God conscious life started back in 1977, when I sat in my bed in my kitchen and decided to talk with God. Need to talk. And then, whoop, when you do that sincerely, things start happening. And the first message I got from there, within, without, was just very clear, but not being spoken, with air vibrating above that, clearer actually. From now on, you don't have to worry about anything. I'm always with you. And I can just testify that Krishna kept that promise. At least for the past 50 years.